RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Sports Radio 92.9 A Game. We're here chopping it up with my man Randy McMichael. My name is Mike Johnson. It is the midday show. Don't adjust your dial. If you are taking stuff, as a matter of fact, let me just throw this out there. At MP Johnson 79, you can hit him up at Randy Mac 81 or whatever y'all show handle is. Whatever you're doing today on the roads, if you're listening in the car, I want to know where you're heading. You know, I just want to know where you're going. Are you taking something back? Are you still celebrating Christmas? Are you taking the decorations down today?
Oh, hell no.
What is going on?
I would love to take decorations down today, but that's not going to happen. No.
What do we mean? Like, what's the timeline? You give yourself to the first of the year?
I try to get it out of there as soon as possible. But she likes it. She likes it up. Just like when she likes to, after Halloween, she wants to put the Christmas tree up, dude. So
I was as lazy with Christmas decorations as I've ever been this year.
But the best thing about it is all our stuff is downstairs, and so she won't go down and get it.
Yeah.
And so as long as she don't come down there to get it, it'll sit down there until she gives me, hey, okay, it's about time and everything like that. But the different thing is, and having a child the same age as my youngest child is just keeping his little ass away from it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, he's my son wants to be involved in everything. Yeah. That's why I was so lazy, I think, with the Christmas. Like, because the first or second week of December is so cold outside that I just straight was like, I'm going to do blow-ups only outside. Like, I had, like, 3 or 4 blow-up decorations. They're, like, dinosaurs holding a Christmas wreath.
Right.
I was like, I ain't putting lights on the tree. I can't keep this man from, like, climbing a tree while I'm doing it.
There you go.
You know what I mean?
There you
go. He's an absolute animal.
Taking
not
all
only
the,
that,
the balls
it's
off.
25 degrees outside
yeah,
right
taking
now.
All the little balls so, off and put them in his ball pit. So you got the little balls for the ball pit and then ornaments in there.
Yes.
And so, I'm like, whatever, dude. God, we couldn't put the presents out until Christmas Eve. Like, I put the presents out under the tree. Like around 6 o'clock because when they were when we put them out there earlier before all that, his little ass went open them
100%. 100%.
And so, I was like, well, we can't put damn presents out there.
I did a thing where I took my kids this year to shop for my wife.
Nice.
Like, I was like, hey, we're gonna go a couple days before Christmas. I'm gonna take you guys to the store, let you pick out 1 or 2 gifts each. And my daughter got home immediately. She's 3 and a half. She gets home immediately. He's like, mommy, I got you a cup.
Bless her.
Hey, that's not how it's supposed to work. Okay. Yeah,
bless her. Hey,
my wife's like, what? You got me a cup? Okay. Like a thermos, like Stanley thing.
Yeah,
okay.
Bless her.
Sure. So I was like, that's not really how it works, baby. That's okay. That's all right, though. You did your best. And we all, I made her like write her name on the card and everything. So it was really cool, man.
Real quick.
Go ahead.
Michigan is expected to complete the negotiation later today, and they're going to hire former Utah coach Kyle Whittingham as their head coach.
I thought like this is an unbelievably good move for them, in my opinion.
Yes.
Like when he resigned, quote unquote, from the Utah position, it was like he made it very apparent and publicly said, "I'm not retiring. I'm resigning."
I thought he was retiring.
That was one of the weird things. Like, they're talking about it. I don't remember if it was on game day or, like, one of the reports. But they're like, he made it very clear in a strange way that he was like, I am not retiring.
Right.
I'm just resigning from this job. I'm not ruling anything else
out.
His
exact word, I still have a lot of football left in me.
Yes.
Yes.
I asked a question out loud, talking about the Michigan program. what they could possibly do to right the ship after this game of musical chairs with coaches mm-hmm. has kind of already come to a close.
Yeah. They got and this guy.
This is what they could have done. is exactly what they could have done.
This guy.
I thought the same thing about Penn State when suddenly they come out with the Matt Campbell move. I was like, okay, good for y'all.
Brilliant.
Like you like that you yes. could not have possibly hit more of a home run at that point. Yep. The same thing should be said about Kyle Whittingham. I'm a huge fan.
Big.
You and I were just talking about 2008 Sugar Bowl.
Yes. And he was the DC. No, he was the head coach then.
He was the head coach.
Because he was there. He was at Utah for like 30 years. He was the DC
Long
first.
And he was there after Urban.
Yeah, he's the DC, then the head coach.
Yeah.
And now he's leaving. But the thing about that is, and we'll get to Bo in 1 second, is that they already named the interim coach.
Yes.
And so I'm assuming, like, is he going to take some staffers
for Michigan?
Him?
Are you talking about Utah?
Not for Utah. Oh, are they going to take some? Because, like, all those guys at Utah have been with him forever. So,
dang, I didn't think about that.
Like, I'm going to miss you. Who's coming with me?
Yeah.
I know we got this guy.
Did they pull a Lane Kiffin? Like, if you're not on the plane in 5 hours, I'm going to.
Yeah. If you're not on the plane, yeah. I'll take that as
the next mountain range, by the time I hear from you, it is over with.
I cannot expect
to get that offer back out there. But, yeah, you and I were just talking about 2008 Sugar Bowl I played in. Andre Smith was our left tackle. He's suspended for the game, or left early, should we say. I got injured, like, on the sixth or seventh play. They had dogs on defense. Paul Kruger was playing for them. Koemisi, who ended up with the Dolphins after that. Just a couple of dudes on defense of that Utah squad that were unbelievably good. And that was a very, very tough, very, very tough game for us, man. So it is funny to look back at that Sugar Bowl. I remember, I was actually telling the story the other day. You'll appreciate this. Our strength and conditioning coach was Scott Cochran. He came over from the New Orleans Hornets at the time, like a year or two prior. And at our Sugar Bowl practice was CP3. This is 2008. CP3 was there, and we were like, oh, snap.
Wow.
CP3.
Yeah.
Like, dang, it's Chris Paul.
And I was telling
the story that day, and I was like, that's 17 years ago.
Yeah, man.
And we're still talking about this guy.
This dude is
like
still
CP3.
Playing. This dude is still playing.
It's pretty incredible to think about him in that light, man. And, craziness. I was just looking at buses as I drove up here. I was looking at buses down the street with whoever the Hawks are playing later on today. Is the Heat?
Might be Heat. It is Friday, so it is Heat time.
Yeah, so that's always interesting, man. But we'll talk more about the bowls and everything else coming up here in just a little bit. Right now, let's go over to Bo.
January 5th, 12 days of Christmas start on December 25th. You count that out. January 5th is the 12th day of Christmas. You can take your lights down and everything, decorations after that. So there you go.
No, that's not how it works.
That's your answer.
Where did you find that at?
No. I think Christmas was the 12th day.
No, it starts on the Christmas is the first day of Christmas. There are 12 of them.
Is this fact?
Google it.
I ain't never heard this.
The 12 days of Christmas start on Christmas Day.
I don't know. That sounds suspect.
I'd never heard of that.
Suspect.
You can Google it.
Continue.
So the 12 days after Christmas. So today is the second day.
Correct.
So you got 10 more days to keep everything up before you can take it down.
Yeah, so feel free. You don't have to rush into taking the decorations down. You know, you can leave them up till freaking February if you want to.
I never knew.
No, but I mean, you don't have to rush.
Because
look, it's still festive. School's out the whole all next week anyway.
That is true.
You can't take them down before the kids go back to school. You know, it's still a holiday.
That's my wife. I was like, when does daycare start back up,
dude?
Like we're drowning.
Like Monday after next. So, Randy, you played on Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah.
And Mike, did you ever play a Thanksgiving game?
No, I don't. I don't think I did. Nope, I don't think I ever did.
So, look, I had all three of these games on yesterday. Very laid-back Christmas. Tara was at home, too. So, we had other stuff on a different TV with volume. But I had NFL on a smaller TV all day long. Did y'all watch the second game by chance?
Which one was that?
I did, but
I'm trying to remember which one.
That was the Lions in Vikings. Yeah.
Hey, I watched
halftime. Snoop.
Yes, it was crazy, Bo, because I was like, I don't watch all that stuff, but then it was on the TV and it was on Netflix, so it's not one thing where you can just click back and go to something else.
Yeah. Right.
So I look up and I like, is that Snoop Dogg? Yes.
Yeah. I thought it was great, man.
All red.
Like, everything
it was
Snoop
awesome.
Touches, it turns to gold. Snoop's the Midas touch.
I cannot tell you how crazy this was. I'm like him, I'm not a person for halftime. When I knew they were going to halftime, I just walked out of the room.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm just leaving. And then, like, I come back and I have a bunch of tests. And I'm like, did anybody see Snoop Dogg? And I think it was Lainey Wilson out there too.
Yeah,
like, somebody was texting me going, dude, this Snoop and Lainey and like all this other stuff. I'm like, I didn't even know this was happening.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I walked out and
they advertised the Snoop halftime with the advertisement of all the games on Netflix.
Yeah.
Because it was a big deal.
Destination halftime show.
was like, is that Snoop? And I was like, oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, let's turn the volume up. Yeah.
There's just very few people in the world that have that kind of single name aura.
Yes.
That just are always, like, they're almost like bulletproof. Yeah. Like, they can do and say, like, Shaq's one of those people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just one of those people that's like, you just say their name and you just kind of laugh to yourself because you're like, that's just they're just wild. Just
and
those guys.
We did officially order Snoop on the Stoop and
yes.
Martha on the Mantle yesterday.
Really?
So Snoop and Martha are going to be joining our Elf Ho Ho
on the Stoop.
What is
next
what
Christmas?
What is Snoop on
it's the
Stoop
Elf on the show?
Oh yeah, we have one of those.
But
yeah, Martha on the Mantle. Now
I don't know
too.
If it's Snoop though, but it's a brother with some sunglasses on the top of the tree right now.
Snoop's got one hanging from his lip.
Oh, really? Yeah, he's got a cigar hanging.
Again, I know that there's a brother that's on our tree right now.
Yeah.
Don't know who he is.
But he's got braids?
Yes.
Yeah.
So right
they do make one these days without the cigar in his mouth. So that's the OG.
We're
going to
call
it
cigar.
Cigar.
Yeah. We're calling it cigar.
So, yeah, it's a cigar. It's a PG show.
All right. Fair enough.
You can call it what it is out in like Nevada or California or wherever. It's a cigar in Georgia.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Black and mild.
So, at what point did the Lions and Cowboys get anointed the holiday teams?
Ooh, that goes like years ago. That was.
But for Christmas too, though.
Oh, I didn't even think about it.
St. Brown came out and said something about this, and he was like, "If I had kids, I'd really be kind of mad about this." And look, I feel for him. Why did there's 32 NFL teams? Why are the Lions and Cowboys playing on Christmas?
I didn't even think about that.
I never played on a holiday.
Nuts?
I will say this, and Bo, I think you'll appreciate this. I never played on a holiday, but I spent multiple Christmas days in Shreveport, Louisiana, getting ready for an Independence Bowl,
baby.
Oh, God.
You want to talk about brutal.
Dude.
Like, I would have rather just played on Christmas Day at that point.
You played in the Snow Bowl, did you?
That was always the goal in college.
To not go to Shreveport?
Not go to Shreveport. Do not go to that damn one.
Independence Stadium.
We're either going to go to the Outback Bowl. Or something
Bowl's
else.
A good one.
Yeah, but that was it. There's no way. We went to the Music City Bowl instead of going to the Shreveport Bowl. Nobody wanted to go to Shreveport.
That turf at Independence Stadium might as well have been from the Astrodome. Yeah. It was awful. Like playing on a sidewalk.
I actually saw SMU and Brett Favre play in the Independence Bowl when I was a kid, so I kind of turned into a Brett Favre fan, therefore liked Green Bay. Because, look, when I was growing up, once the Saints are eliminated from playoff contention, which usually happened around week 13,
right.
You had to root for somebody, so I would root for the Packers. You know?
Yeah.
So
that's funny.
Somebody that's not a huge fan of the NFL on Christmas Day is Sir Charles, who's probably listening out there. But Charles, man, I don't know if you can say the NFL is getting greedy. They just kind of taking what's theirs.
The NFL got greedy and started adding Christmas game. We used to have this day to ourselves, but, you know, Roger Goodell, them pigs at the NFL always get a hog every day of the week now.
Damn.
They can't play on Christmas.
The NBA. Christmas,
hey, dude, we are on ESPN.
I saw those guys yesterday on ESPN talk about it, and they're right. Christmas is an NBA day.
Nope. Not anymore.
No, what happened, what they messed up is because they had Christmas. Christmas was on a Sunday, and the NFL's not moving their games for the NBA.
No.
You look at it from a standpoint like, huh.
But even on a Thursday.
Look at that right there.
Yeah, even on a Thursday.
They should have played on Christmas Eve. They should move the NBA to Christmas Eve.
The NBA to Christmas. Okay.
I'm just telling you. I watched a little bit of the, again, it was on TV, so I actually watched it? The Thunder game, which was great. The Thunder to Spurs. And then I didn't watch any other game the rest of the day. The Lakers, nothing. I didn't watch no more basketball games because the NFL was on.
You kind of have to just dodge the NFL these days.
Yeah.
I mean, at a very lesser extent, NASCAR has always run the Daytona 500 day before President's Day. Now they're like, we're going to move the Super Bowl to President's Day weekend, so it's a holiday after. And NASCAR's like, damn. That's not good. That really changes our plans.
We'll find out here in the next couple of days. There were, if I'm not mistaken, four backup quarterbacks starting yesterday.
Yes.
We actually had a game where it was backup versus backup.
Yes.
I would almost guarantee you that game is going to beat the NBA's ratings.
Oh, 100%.
Like 100%.
It's not even questionable at this point.
So here's a fun one for you. So we've all coached at one point or another in our lives. I am a coach right now. Phillip Rivers is a coach right now. So when they got beat by the San Francisco 49ers last weekend, he had his whole team in a big-ass box over there. So here's Phil after the game. I'm just curious if y'all think that he actually coaches like this.
I'm torn of how to express it because it's been a blast. It's been a blast to prepare and to go and get ready and go out there and warm up and do all that with these guys again. But again, the name of the game is not, you know, go have a good time. It's to help find a way to lead your team to win. And and we've come up short here these first two. But I've been a part of less percentage chances of getting in and got in before. So you'll certainly won't hear me losing hope here as we prepare next week.
So at what point, what age group do you start telling your team it's not about having fun, it's about winning?
I will say this.
You coach high school, right,
Mike? He coaches in South Alabama. I have multiple friends, because I'm from Pensacola.
Right.
I have multiple friends over in Mobile, Fairhope, that area, that have coached against him. And they have all said, like, I mean, I'm talking about like five or six people. They're like, he is the worst person possible.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Possible to coach against. He is an absolute blank hole the way he goes about
without
his business.
One curse.
And it doesn't, everything is about winning. And when you are winning, you win by as many
as possible. Oh, yeah. Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, Phillip.
Just straight up. Put on a throw.
Phillip is, I love that brother. But he will, yeah, he rubs it in.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
They're like, dude, if you're up by, he's the kind of guy that if it's like, oh, man, we got to turn it to, you know, we got to be up by six scores instead of five scores, he'll go for two.
Yeah. They were,
like, you know, that kind of guy.
Yeah, they were 4-8 and ended up in like the damn divisional round.
Yeah.
They were 4-8 and won the last four games, got the playoffs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't realize, too, Riley Leonard's the other quarterback on that roster. They like where Riley Leonard grew up is like a mile away from where Phillip Rivers lives.
Really?
Yeah, they're in Fairhope. Riley Leonard's from Fairhope, Alabama. Phillip Rivers has made that his home down in South Alabama these days. So it's kind of a weird connection there in the quarterback room. Nice job, Bo. Good stuff, man. As always. All right, we're going to go to break. When we start back off the top of the hour, we're going to hit the most important story of the day. We're going to talk a little bit more about those Rams Falcons Monday Night Football coming up. Stick with us. Sports Radio 929 The Game.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.